Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Back in 1963, President Kennedy created the emergency broadcast system as a way for the president to notify all Americans in the event of a national scale threat. This system evolved over the years and continues to evolve as technology and the needs of the nation change. Its current form is called the Emergency Alert System, and my National Weather Service office on Whidley Island is a key component of that system. If this all sounds familiar, it's because this station runs tests of the system every week and once per month. You know the ones that start out with, "This is a test of the Emergency Alert System." Now, that standard testing is done by radio stations all over the nation, but this region has also been doing an annual test almost every year since 2008. And that test is much more realistic and effective than those weekly or monthly tests because the annual test tests the system as if it was a real emergency. As an analogy, the weekly tests are kind of like testing your car out by starting the engine and turning the steering wheel back and forth without actually taking it out of park. While our annual test, it's more like we actually drive the car down the freeway. And of course, I'm referring to our tsunami warning communication test that now includes many systems beyond radio and TV, such as overflights with public address systems from civil air patrol planes, reverse calling, and others. This is the most aggressive test of the warning system in the entire nation. Nobody else tests the system as thoroughly as we do here on the North Coast, and this ensures that you and your families will be notified when it counts, whether it's for a tsunami or any other natural or man-made hazard. And I'm mentioning all this now because none of this great work would have happened without Hugo. He was at the helm of Eureka Broadcasting at the onset of this effort, and he was a passionate advocate for doing everything we could as a community to keep people safe. He had a pivotal role because Eureka Broadcasting was and continues to be the local primary radio station for Humboldt County. That means that they take a leadership role in making sure that all radio and TV stations will get the message out during an emergency. Hugo embraced that role and set the tone for service that influenced everyone involved, and that certainly included me. I admired Hugo the moment I met him, and that admiration only grew over the years. After he retired, Hugo liked to take his dog for long walks, and by luck, one of his favorite walks was on Fairhaven Beach, where I live. So I had many opportunities to chat with Hugo, and I was grateful for every one of them. Hugo was a great man, and I will miss him. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.